Recent attempts at reviving the television variety show have not fared well, but television critic David Bianculli says the new Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour is providing a delightful and entertaining model for success.
The writer's strike is really beginning to affect television. Moonlighting has called it quits for the season. Saturday Night Live has been in repeats for months, and some new shows, like CBS's The Dictator, have been yanked from the schedule before their premieres and won't show up until the fall. There's one area, though, where the writer's strike may actually have helped things. It may have indirectly solved one of the toughest TV dilemmas of the 80s, how to breathe life into the weekly variety show. Here's what happened. The Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour started out in February as a one-shot special and got such good response that CBS ordered six more as a springtime weekly series. Then came the writer's strike, and the Smothers Brothers weekly show was yanked from the schedule, and then, a day or two later, was put right back. The Smothers Brothers had told CBS that they already had gathered enough written material to flesh out two shows and could basically fake a third with a concert-style program. The Smothers Brothers, remember, used to deliver their shows at the last minute back in the good old days, so the pressure was no big deal. CBS, with its schedule falling apart right and left, said okay, and the Smothers have mounted three shows without using any writers. This week's show, their fourth, is a repeat of the February special which started the ball rolling again, and there's no telling what, if anything, will come next. What's been done so far, though, is a variety show without skits, a show entirely dependent upon the talent and variety of its guests. In the last few weeks, Tom and Dick Smothers have presented Linda Ronstadt singing Mexican songs, Jim Stafford playing Spanish guitar, Jack Lemmon and Ned Beatty reciting poetry, a 10-year-old playing classical violin, Buster Poindexter rocking out, and a wide range of clowns, jugglers, and jokesters. What you are about to hear is the sound of the TV variety show being reborn.
Here singing the song of the rodeo, Linda Ronstadt.
Quiero que la fiesta, la fiesta, charra, fiesta del sol.
Once upon a time, in the land of Hushabye, around the wondrous days of yore, they came across a sort of box, bound up with chains and locked with locks, and labeled, Kindly Do Not Touch. It's war.
Please meet Mr. Jim Stafford.
Tonight I'd like to play a song for you on the guitar and tell you a little bit about its history. It has a fascinating history. The guitar was invented in Spain. As a matter of fact, guitar is the Spanish word for guitar.
Because there were no writers, the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour filled its shows with the most eclectic group of guests this side of the Ed Sullivan Show. And that formula still works. When the writers come back, they ought to use these makeshift shows as blueprints, adding a skit or two, perhaps, but continuing to put the variety back in the variety show. And if the writers won't do that, who needs them?
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.